Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From Luke 17, verses 5 and 6, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." A little bit goes a long way. We've not heard that saying before, and it is true in a lot of different ways. A little bit of yeast leavens the whole batch of dough. A little bit of super glue holds your fingers together. A little bit of salt can make a lot of things taste better. A little bit goes a long way. And a little faith goes a long way as well. I would say I have a little faith. Maybe it's better to say I have little faith. Because I'm not sure that faith is measurable or quantifiable like we like to do. We like to quantify things. We like to measure things, especially in numbers. We like to measure the health of the church in the number of people who attend, or the number of baptisms, or the number of this, or the number of that. We like to measure all sorts of things based on numbers. And sometimes they're really helpful. Other times I think they can be really distracting. And faith is one of those times, one of those things that we can't really measure with quantifiable things. We can say that we've memorized all sorts of verses of the Bible. But is that a measure of our faith, or is that just the checklist so that we can get the gold star? You know, that's not necessarily a measure of our faith. The disciples ask Jesus, "Increase our faith." And it's not, see, this is one of those times when language really sort of gets in the way. They're not asking for a measurable increase in faith, like, you know, give me more water or more whatever. They're not asking for a quantifiable amount. What they're looking for is a faith that is strengthened, enhanced, a faith that is built up. Because if you look at what Jesus has just asked them to do or told them to do, they realize they're going to need a whole lot more faith to do it. Because just previous to verses 5 and 6, Jesus has said, if your brother sins against you 7 times, you need to forgive him 7 times. Right? And in other places, Jesus says 70 times 7. We need a lot of faith to forgive that much. Right? We've all had that experience of this person who over and over and over again has done things that have really sort of tested our faith, made it a real struggle. And so I think, as well as many of you, we probably cried out, "God, give us more faith. I need more faith to deal with this." But it's not an issue of more. Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, which is really tiny, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's very, very small, he says, you've got enough. You've got enough to command the very creation to listen to you. That's how much faith you have, even when you have it just a little bit. So I have little faith, because that's all I need. I only need a little bit of faith. A little bit goes a long way. What I need in those challenging times is a faith that is enhanced, a faith that is intensified, a faith that is right there on your sleeve. Like when people say they wear their heart on their sleeve, I want to wear my faith on my sleeve. I want it to be right out there. A little faith goes a long way. Because faith isn't rooted in anything that I do. here's where that idea of increasing our faith, yes, I pray more, I read more, I study more, I worship more, I give more, I do all of these things more and more and more. So my faith ought to be the faith of the redwoods, right? But it's not. I have a little faith. And my little faith shows up sometimes in the daily struggles, in the challenges to trust, when things don't seem to be working out the way that you want them to. I think, boy, I've got a real little faith. When finances aren't lining up the way that they really ought to, our faith is challenged. When health concerns get greater and greater and greater, our faith is squeezed. When all sorts of those challenges arise, we see just how much faith we have. But I would remind you, all you need is that little grain of mustard seed. Now, there will be those out there who will tell you, you need to pray more. You need to have more faith. You need to study more. You need to do these things more. If God is going to do anything for you, then you need to do all of this stuff. Don't buy it. When they tell you that, don't buy it. Jesus says several times, if you have faith the grain of a mustard seed, that's all you need. Because it doesn't depend on you. It's a gift of God. It's a gift of God. It's that gift that's given to us when we least expect it. We talk about it being given in the waters of holy baptism to a little baby. That's a gift of faith. The baby didn't do anything to earn it. The baby doesn't do anything to sort of get God to notice it. Now, it cries a lot to get you to notice it. But it's faith given at the right time, in the right amount, according to God's will. It's not something that we earn or build or come up with. So do you have a little faith? Do you have that grain of mustard seed? Yeah. And that's all you need. That's all you need. That's all you need to come to the table and receive this incredible gift of God, His body and blood given to you. Not because you've earned it, not because you've studied it, not because you've figured it all out, but because that grain of faith is in you. Our prayer then isn't for more faith. It isn't for adding to our faith. Our prayer is to enhance, intensify our faith. Make it real. Put it out there on our sleeves, Lord. That's our prayer. Now, I've got a few prayers here. And we're going to go through them like we would the prayers of the church. So call and response. When I say, Lord, have mercy, normally we would say, hear our prayer. But I would, in this time, like us to respond with, enhance our faith. So, Lord, in your mercy, enhance our faith. So as we go through these, as we look around and see a world that looks less and less like the world we once knew, Lord, have mercy, enhance our faith. In a world that calls evil good, and good evil, Lord, have mercy, enhance our faith. in our own lives and families. When struggles of power and control rise up, Lord, have mercy, enhance our faith. In our church, when family members walk away from the faith in which they were raised, Lord, have mercy, enhance our faith. For the other churches, when the process of finding pastors seem desperate and churches are having to contemplate closing doors, Lord, have mercy. And when the struggles of life come in our own hearts, when news seems uncertain, when the next steps seem clouded, when all we do by faith alone, Lord, have mercy. Our faith. Amen. So I went to get my hair cut on, what day was that? Thursday? I don't remember. One of those days. And normally my haircut takes about 20 minutes until you get a talkative barber. And not only that, a talkative barber who realizes you're a pastor. You know, it's similar, and I'm sure, Pastor Shane here, you've experienced this. When people find out, it's kind of like somebody finding out you're a doctor. And they go, I've got this rash right here. And you're like, ah. Oh. So when they say you're a pastor, they say, oh, I've been to church. I really like all of this stuff. But I also do this, and I also do that. And here in Eugene, it's really interesting because my barber, I would say, this is the best way I can say it. He eats regularly of the spiritual buffet that's offered here in Eugene. A little bit of everything, which amounts to a whole lot of nothing, right? So my 10, 15-minute haircut turned into a 90-minute conversation, which, you know, God puts you in the place. He keeps you in the chair with a thing around your neck so you can't go anywhere. And you have this conversation about faith. And you realize that in this conversation, in this story that this person is telling, there's a grain, a mustard seed somewhere buried amongst all of that other stuff. And God is only waiting for the right time and the right place for that to sprout. I don't know when that's going to be. It may be a long time, several haircuts, who knows? But he said to me that he lives by, he's got lots of mottos, as many do, but one is, faith without works is dead. And I said, that's a good one to live by. Do you know what he's talking about when he says that? And that's when the rubber meets the road, right? Explain it. He was close, but I could see that mustard seed turning and turning and turning as he tried to figure out what it meant to be that good person, that good citizen, that kind person in the world, and live with faith. He wasn't quite there yet, but he's getting there. Like I said, I don't know how long it'll be, but I leave that into God's hands. But that mustard seed of faith, it's there in the most unusual places and some of the most unusual people. I mean, it's in all of you, right? Unusual people that you are. And a little bit goes a long way. Jesus says several times in the Gospels, "Oh, you of little faith." And sometimes we read that as a rebuke, as an admonishment that they didn't have enough faith or their big enough faith to trust. But I take that as an incredible blessing. Oh, you of little faith. Yes. Oh, me of little faith. And I am thankful for that little faith that receives the gifts of God, that little faith that allows me to be part of the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, that little faith that connects me to Jesus here and into eternity. Amen. Now may that little faith sustain us and enlighten us in Christ Jesus from now and into eternity. Amen.